Welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Tanya Powers, and you don't need to be perfect. You just need to be 1% more committed today than you were yesterday. Raise your hand if you've ever had like a perfect Monday and then you've followed it up with throwing in the towel by Friday. Because that's happened to me a bunch of times in my life, over and over and over. I feel like that's been a cycle. That all or nothing mentality, it feels productive when you start. It feels like, oh my gosh, I'm in the right direction. I'm headed the right way. But it sets you up for absolute failure. And so here's the cycle. We go all in Monday. We mess up Thursday. We feel guilty. We quit. Then we restart Monday. And then we do it again. And we do it again. And we do it again. So the cycle's exhausting, and it's why most women over 40 feel really stuck. So between hormones, work, caregiving, the goal is to go forward, but we just simply don't have the capacity to be perfect, right? And we shouldn't have to be. So we don't, the goal isn't perfection. It never is. The goal is momentum, and it's progress, and it's sustainability. And that is where that 1% mind shift comes in, okay? And that's what we're going to talk about today. What does that look like? What does a 1% shift look like? 1% better is drinking water before coffee. When you get up in the morning, you are grabbing your water bottle first. You're chugging about 16 ounces of water before coffee ever touches your stomach. I'm not saying coffee's bad, and I would never make you give up your coffee. I never make the divas give up their coffee. But having that water before your coffee is a 1% shift that will help aid in your digestion. It's going to hydrate you. It's going to set you up for a more successful day. 1% better is adding more veggies to your plate while you get enough protein instead of going for more rice, more pasta, extra dessert servings. That is 1% better. Just adding extra veggies to fill you up, to have that volume to fill you up. 1% better is tracking your food even when you went over. Why is that better? Because you're being honest with yourself and you're telling yourself the truth. Like, I just ate a 1500 calorie meal. And we've all been there. We've all been there and done that. 1% better is doing a 10 minute walk because you don't have time to get a full workout in, but you still did something. That's 1% better. Instead of giving it to Netflix or scrolling on TikTok, you're 1% better that day. Imagine that you are flying a plane, okay? If you shift your course by just one degree over time, you are going to land in a completely different destination. You are not in the right place. And that's what happens with small habits. Truly, that's what happens with these little 1% shifts. You might not notice the shift at first, but if you stick with it, it changes your entire trajectory. For the right place or the wrong place. It depends on what you're doing. So let me tell you about Michelle. Michelle's one of my favorite clients to mention because it was a long battle to get Michelle to understand that 1% better was better. And now Michelle's motto is slow progress is progress. Slow progress is still progress. She's one of the divas that started her journey, just like a lot of you, feeling overwhelmed, feeling tired, morbidly obese, and stuck in a perfection trap. Like if it wasn't perfect, she wasn't going to do it. She comes from a bookkeeping accounting background, so numbers and perfection are kind of her world, and that would bleed over into her diet life. She was stuck in this trap of it has to be perfect or it's not going to work. And I don't know how many, I'm not going to lie, I don't know how many times Michelle quit on me. She quit. She would quit, disappear. And then we would find each other like in a parking lot somewhere. And I give her a big hug because loving on people is my forte, right? But this time, when she signed up this time, I could see that shift in her. And it took her 2 years. But instead of trying to fix everything all at once, Michelle committed to small shifts, these little 1% shift. She'd hit her protein goal 5 days of the week and be okay with that. She would start walking almost daily, even if it was just 15 minutes. She asked me to take her. We literally had her step goal at 3,000. That's how little she was walking, 3,000 steps. And she asked me to move it up to 7,000 at one point because that was her new goal, because she had gotten in good habits. She had had that 1% shift and her trajectory just started to really change. she was following the meal plan, and she has learned how to log her food, even if it's not pretty, even if it's not perfect. She didn't overhaul her life. She just showed up. She just started showing up for herself. And over time, Michelle lost 31 pounds, 3.3% body fat, and 34 inches. I think almost 10 of that is on her waist alone. But more than the inches and pounds, she has built trust with herself. She has rebuilt a good relationship with herself. She stopped starting over, and that's the win that I want for you. That's what I want to see in your life, and that's what I want to see happen for you. We're going to do a 1% challenge together, you and I, and I want to hear back from you. I want you to reach out to me on Instagram at Donya Powers EC or TikTok, Donya Powers EC, or you can find me on Facebook at Donya Powers, and I want to hear what your 1% shift is. What does that challenge look like? What's one promise that no matter what happens, it's a non-negotiable for me today, and I'm going to keep it today? What is one promise that you can keep today? Looking at your life, where have you been kind of all or nothing that you could dive into and make a 1% shift or a 1% change? Where before you wouldn't do it because it was just overwhelming to think about everything you had to do, but you could just do 1%. Maybe it is drinking water before coffee. Maybe it's that one little thing. Maybe it's logging your meals for 3 days, MyFitnessPal or Lose It or something. Or if you're in my program, logging it in my app. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk after dinner to just clear the air and end the day on a good note. Walking is magical. Or maybe it's adding 30 grams of protein to each one of your meals that day, or just even 10 grams of protein would make a big difference in your life. So you don't need to do everything. You just need to do something. It doesn't have to be everything, just something, just 1%. And then I want you to do it consistently every day. Just that one little bitty thing. I show up not to be perfect, but to build trust with myself. And you need to do the same thing. You show up not to be perfect, but you're showing up to build trust with yourself. And that's what I want to see for you. So that's that challenge. And I want to hear from you. If you try the 1% challenge, message me, why 1% challenge? This is what I did. Even if you don't know me, it is always me answering those messages. And I hear from you guys a lot. So listen, if this episode hit home for you and you are tired of starting over every single week, I want you to message me the word ready, because I want to make sure that you know that I will help you. I'm ready to help you. I have openings for some new clients coming up soon. And you can find me on Instagram, like I said, Donya Powers EC. You can find me on TikTok, Donya Powers EC. You can find me on Facebook at Donya Powers or YouTube Empowered Coaching with Donya Powers. I'll help you create your own 1% plan. I really will. So that you can just start building something. Stop chasing perfect and start building real results. That's what I want for you. So until next time, I want you to stay strong. Stay consistent and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.